Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Here come the Pioneers if they hurry. Throws, shot, score! It's over! Denver to the championship game!
Outlet pass, Denver with numbers. Over the line, Brose fires a shot! He hits it! He wins it! Again!
Let's
Tristan
go.
Brose! Tristan Brose, the local kid, wins another one in overtime! And how about that? Denver going back to the national championship game!
Now that is how you start a Friday morning.
Woo!
Yeah. Hi-os. Hi-os.
And the bros.
And the bros.
I feel like some bros right now.
That's right. Like hanging out with my bros.
Yeah. Hanging around the bros.
That'd be great. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
Dang, what a way.
What a way to start it out.
Get the Masters up right now. We have bros scoring goals.
We're back.
I tell you what, I can't get any better than that. Go ahead, Johnny, crank her up.
You come and go. You come and go. Come and come and come and come and come and come and
come. All right, and with that, off and rolling on a Friday morning. A lot going on. Yeah, I got the Masters underway as they finish the first round. Watching Tiger Woods right now, and you know how to read body language.
Yeah, he's a bit,
what's his body saying right
his
now?
His body's a bit tender right now. His body's like, what are we doing up, and why are we playing golf right now? Because he is laboring early.
We'll keep an eye on him as he's on the 14th hole, finishing up his first round. He's minus one, so early morning golf to keep you updated on. Congratulations to the DU Pioneers, their third straight 2-1 victory in these NCAA hockey playoffs. They beat UMass 2-1 in overtime. They beat Cornell 2-1. And then last night in the Frozen Four, yesterday afternoon, they beat Boston University 2-1 in overtime, setting up the championship game tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, 4 o'clock our time, against number one in the nation. They're a beast, Boston College, but DU actually beat BC earlier in the year. So the Pios come in, little destiny, little magic dust sprinkled over them, and going for their 10th national title tomorrow.
That's unbelievable. 10 national titles? It's awesome. So good for the Pios. Really cool to see it. See the overtime goal. That was awesome. Bros, what a great name. Dude, that's a great...
good hockey name.
It's a good anything name.
Right.
Right, any sport that you play.
Like, everybody in hockey gives you... you get a hockey nickname, right?
Right.
I don't know if I'd mess with that. Like, no, you know, is he Brosy? Broser?
No,
he's just Bros.
Bros? What's another word for bros? Like, what's another word for these are my bros?
My buds, my pals, my
you can't call him pal.
Broskies.
Broski.
Brochado.
Brochado. Bro ha ha.
Bras.
Bras.
So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's because he comes in with a name that is a nickname.
Exactly.
Right?
I don't know if I'd want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Is it just me? It is and Is It Just Me Friday, as we do this each and every Friday. It's a tradition unlike any other. And the rules are simple. We want your hot takes from the week that was, stuff that you have picked up on, listened to, watched, read, whatever. And you just got to get it off your chest heading into the weekend. Give it to us in the form of, is it just me? We like plenty of opinion. We like humor. We like snark. And we like it on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Is it just me, or did our pal George Carl get it right on Twitter yesterday, X, when he said, please tell me why Jokic winning a third MVP is so bad for basketball? Well said, Coach.
Yeah.
Well said. The Cedric, are we calling him Cedric the Entertainer or just Cedric?
Mr. the Entertainer.
Mr. the Entertainer?
Yeah.
Some dude the Entertainer? he, along with Kevin Hart, were like, no, no, you can't give Jokic the MVP. Not good for basketball. Mm-hmm. Not entertaining enough.
Yeah.
I especially loved Mr. Entertainer's comment where when somebody asked him about, well, what about the finals MVP? He said, well, that's fine because then you're just playing the game.
Yeah. What have you been doing for what are these 82 things that just happened?
What is this? What is this regular season you speak of?
Yeah, but there comes a time. There's certain people that open their mouth and you just go, isn't that cute? Like, you don't hold them accountable, right? You don't hold them accountable for what comes out of their mouth because they're just dumb. There's certain people just dumb.
Well,
I don't hold those two accountable for their NBA takes.
True, because they only know what they know, right? And I'll take you back a little ways, but when Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, you know, came along and saved the NBA.
Yeah.
Because trust me, there was a time the NBA was ready to blink out. And they came along, rescued the NBA. But then it was the focus was, sure, on the dynamic personalities, but it was the great teams, It was the great teams. And then somewhere along the line, shortly after MJ really took off, it just became about promoting players.
Right.
And it became about the player, his individual talents, the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And the more dynamic the highlights, the better. And so, unfortunately, a guy like Jokic comes along who looks slow, plodding, doesn't play above the rim. And people are like, what do we do with this guy?
I'll tell you
He's
what.
He's not what we've been sold the last 30 years.
100%. But I will say this, man. When you really start, and that's the other issue. And, and I blame basketball, the NBA in general, the television networks. They don't promote it. They don't put it on a lot. They don't, it's a departure. First off, it's a departure from today's game, but it's a return to what saved the game. And that is those teams that just played a beautiful style of basketball, team basketball. And, I know some teams and some players are getting are recognizing it and stuff, but the fans have been sold this one-on-one, out athlete the opponent game.
Right.
Isolate half the court, get out of the way, and let some guy go to work on another guy.
Right.
It's just the one-on-one individualistic style of NBA basketball. He's brought back what made the game great when you and I were growing up, because it was awesome when you and I were growing up. The NBA was really cool. Through my junior high and late grade school, junior high, and into my high school career.
But why can't what we loved be something that Rogue loves? Where it's you can't tell me that Rogue. You can't tell me that the younger NBA generation. Are you telling me you don't like team play? You don't like seeing five guys work together?
I love it.
You don't like seeing unselfish basketball?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's how we're taught to play.
Right.
So, like, when you see it in the NBA, it's like, oh, okay.
Right. Right. That's a great point. That's an excellent point. We're taught to play that way. We all are.
Right.
And but, so then when we see a team doing it at the highest level, shouldn't we congratulate that?
We should, but we're like, we could do that. I want to see something I can't do. You know what I'm saying? I want to see somebody that looks like LeBron doing things that there's no chance. Because it gives you the perspective of there's no way that I could ever play in that league. You watch Jokic play, and his skill set is so sublime, but his athleticism is like, man, if I was 7 foot, I got to do it.
Right, I could do that.
You can do that.
Throw a few scratches on my arm, away we go. Wrestle some bears and...
And I'm in. I'm an NBA player.
We are off and rolling. It is is it just me? A Friday. You can weigh in on the Nuggets. The Avs with a big one tomorrow against Winnipeg as they look to clinch home ice for the home matchup against Winnipeg in the playoffs.
And yours truly has
and
a big weekend
Mark
coming up.
Mark has a big weekend coming up. We'll tell you about it next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Happy Friday, everybody. Is it just me Friday? John Buchigross, Bucci, and FOS, a friend of Stink, who's been on the Denver hockey beat this week. Avalanche Dallas last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Did Avalanche Wild the other day.
Yeah.
And then last night did DU-BU in the Frozen Four.
It's awesome. Where are they right now? BU-DU. Where are they playing at?
Minneapolis.
Okay. Yeah, that's why he's on Central Time right now. Because he's in Mini. Henceforth, the reason he didn't respond to me on Thursday.
Because he's traveling?
Well, he was doing that game. Right? He was traveling, and then he was traveling in.
And then
because he left during that after the Wild game the next day and went right to Mini, and then started prepping that game.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know he's a big college guy. He loves college hockey.
Well, and he's a Boston guy too, and so there was some DU fans who were a little upset with his call yesterday. That was a little too BU slanted.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're always going to get... I'm sure there's some Boston fans that he just gave DU too much love.
That's how you know you're doing a good broadcast.
Right. 50% of the people love you, hate you. 50% hate you. That's when you know you're pushing all the right buttons.
So you've got a big day tomorrow.
Yes, I do.
Care to share?
Yeah. I'm going to be a Buff for the day. Going up for spring practice. Going to meet Dion early in the morning for a little breakfast. And then I'm going to just go through meetings and be on the field and help out and do whatever it is they ask me to do. So awesome. I'm going to go spend the day with the Buffs tomorrow. That'll be cool, right?
That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So you're going to work like with the offensive linemen?
I would imagine, yeah, maybe.
I'd love to get your thoughts on the Seton kid they got, the stud.
Okay.
The stud lineman.
Yeah. Maybe take some one-on-ones with QB Killer.
Warren Sapp?
Yeah, Warren
Maybe
Sapp's
you two,
up there.
You two get down in the
get
pit,
in the trenches.
Get in the pit, show them how it's done.
Right, exactly.
How many one-on-one pass rush, block pass rush engagements do you think you two have in you?
Zero. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be pretty at all. Because you have this vision of what you look like. You have this vision, like, of what it's supposed to look like. And you may even have one where you win, and you're like, man, that looks good. And then you go back on film, and you just it'd be like a slow-motion movie just got filmed. And you're like, well, that was me? I didn't look like that. I look smooth. I look good. I look fluid. So, that wouldn't be.
So be prepared, because the first thing you know, Dion's going to ask when you see him tomorrow.
Do you believe?
Yeah, of course I believe.
Well, you might be skeptical.
You don't believe?
No, I do, Dion. I believe.
You don't believe?
I do. I believe. No, I'm excited about
That'll
it.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun to be with the kids. It'll be fun to, go out there and do that. So that'll be great.
I'm curious, and I'll be really looking forward to getting the recap on Monday, just to, because there's a lot of fascination with all things Dion right now, and for you to be kind of right there in the middle watching how a practice gets done, how he moves around, how he interacts, how he coaches, I'll be curious to hear about that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be fun to see. It'll be fun to be around, and who knows? Maybe I'll have a chance to throw some iron up in the CU gym. You'll get my swole on?
Yeah, you actually. All right, now, you're going to.
Oh.
You're going to make sure you get a chance to lift with these guys.
I'm like, no.
If I'm invited,
I will definitely
crush all these guys. You're going to drop a lot of hints. You want to get, you want this. You want to get in the weight room with these guys.
Right. I just want to make sure that I crush a few of their dreams. That's all I want. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be fun.
Is it just me or is Mark aware that Dion will probably charge him for breakfast?
Dion
is, he's good at this. He's good at making money.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to bring
money.
Right. Might want to bring a few extra bucks just in case you got to pay for your breakfast.
All right, I got a pocket full of money. I'm all right. That's right. I'm old. I still use cash. Rogue and Johnny, you guys got any cash? You got any cash on you?
Nope.
Johnny,
I think I have $1.
I have like a dollar.
Points.
Too. Seriously,
I have some points.
I'm with you guys now.
Cashless?
I never have cash.
How do you get your cash? Do you just go to the bank and pull out money?
Yeah.
Like every once in a while?
Yeah, my wife does.
Oh, okay.
She gives me like an allowance. She knows I like a pocket full of money.
Mark gets a stipend.
I do. That's exactly right. All of a sudden, I come home and on my little area, I got a little spot in the kitchen where, you know, all my stuff gets set. You know, like whatever. Like I've got my... On my little area in the kitchen, I've got my devotional, I've got my Bible, I've got the book that I'm currently reading, I've got a big change like jar.
Yeah.
Because I put my change in there for my pockets, and then I take it with my granddaughters and we put the change in the change machine, my grandkids, and I haven't done it with my grandson yet. And then it gets, you know, they take a percentage out and then they give you cash back. So then I get the cash back, and that goes to my granddaughter's piggy banks.
Well, good.
Yeah, so that's it.
But Mrs. S. hands out the cash, huh?
But so I'll come home, and on top of my stack of my, you know, my devotional, my Bible, and my book, there'll be a little white envelope full of cash.
Wow. She's like your NIL contact.
She is my NIL contact.
She's in charge of your...
I like to think of, every time I get a little cash on there, I like to think of it as for services provided, if you know what I mean, huh?
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, all right, I'm gonna go throw up. Morning Brew coming up next.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Man, it is. Been razor thin, but the DU Pioneers continue to march on in the NCAA hockey playoffs as they notch their third straight 2-1 win. Two of those wins in overtime. They beat Boston University in overtime yesterday. Our buddy Jay Stickney with the call.
Outlet pass, Denver with numbers over the line. Bros fires a shot. He hits it. He wins it. Again, Tristan Bros, the local kid, wins another one in overtime. And how about that? Denver going back to the national championship game.
Woo! Got goosebumps. Congratulations to the Pios as they beat Boston University. They're into the championship game against heavily favored Boston College. DU going for their 10th national title tomorrow.
It's unbelievable, right? Did they play a best of, or this is just
nope,
this is the tournament.
This is the tournament. Survive and advance.
Right. It's like the basketball tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
But how many teams did they get? 16? Did they go 16?
16.
Yeah.
Yep, 16.
Right, good for the Pios, man. That's awesome. And Bros, that's a great name.
Next on the Morning Brew, some Bronco news for you. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, confirming that cornerback Levi Wallace visiting with the Broncos today. 6-year starter with the Bills, then Steelers. Wallace has 12 interceptions over the past 5 seasons. Chris Harris Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Love Chris Harris Jr. He knows a little something about playing corner. Said of Wallace, quote, he didn't play well last year, but with PS2, I think he'll be solid. Still got to draft a cornerback, though.
Can't have enough of them.
But will Patrick Surtain be here? Paul Allen, who is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Connect the obvious dots here.
Mm-hmm.
George Payton, all those years in Minnesota.
Correct.
So according to Paul Allen, the Broncos are, quote, so desperate, end quote, to move up for a quarterback, specifically for J.J. McCarthy that they could possibly include Pat Surtain in the trade. I'll give you the full quote. They're so desperate out Denver way. I'm not kidding you, man. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, we want that three so badly. We will give you 12. We will give you next year's first rounder. And we will give you Patrick Surtain. I'm not kidding you. They are that desperate. So, to me, that's just too obvious. Like, you've almost, if you're the Broncos, you've almost overplayed your hand in trying to do the whole misdirection thing. Paul Allen, Vikings, George Payton.
Right.
George Payton's going to be that obvious. In sharing that with Paul Allen,
I continue, well, I'm sure that George Payton didn't have a conversation with Paul Allen, but I'm sure it's, I talked to George Payton's, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right. And
but, like, Paul's a good dude, man. Paul's, you know, Paul's a Minnesota, Minneapolis legend. Kind of like you. Like a legend.
Yeah, sure.
Like a radio legend.
Icon.
Just
hey, really, we're going to lay it on thick. Let's go thick.
Yeah, he really knows his stuff. Yeah, again, I just think there's too much noise around a bunch of different players, which makes me believe that they're not really interested in those guys. That's just where I'm at.
But if it's true, do it. Do it. If you're that convinced. Because remember, you've brought this story up before. You've confirmed this. Payton, while coaching New Orleans, was set to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Even though he had Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So maybe he wants to make sure he doesn't have that happen again. And to make sure, he'll move heaven and earth to go get the guy he wants.
If he loves the guy, I mean, if he loves the guy. And remember Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh said when J.J. McCarthy, I don't even know if J.J. McCarthy was considered a second round or first rounder. And Jim Harbaugh said, at the end of the day, when the process is finished, don't be surprised when J.J. McCarthy is one of the top, if not the number one quarterback taken. He said it.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets are in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. The Nuggets' mission is simple. Win tonight, win Sunday at Memphis, and you finish with the number one seed. Trip up, and if Minnesota wins out, then you would lose the tiebreaker to the T-Wolves and not have the number one seed. Minnesota hosts Atlanta tonight, and word is that Karl Anthony Towns will return for Minnesota tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, you're always concerned about that time off coming back from injury. It's not like Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray was just sore.
Maintenance. Yeah.
This is coming back from a torn meniscus that you had repaired or cut out or whatever they did with you. I'm sure they just snipped it out, but there's going to be some rust there. And then you got to get your rotations down. You got to get back into a groove. That could be one of those things you drop. That's how it feels to me. I'm going to call it Hawks beat Minnesota tonight.
Ooh. Okay. Now, bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
What's bold about that?
That's pretty bold. Atlanta, they're already locked into their final play-in spot on the road.
Trae Young's going to have his hair on fire.
Glued in the right spots?
Yeah, it'll be glued down. You have a bunch of topic in there.
Meanwhile,
I need to get some of that topic.
Big one tomorrow. Just as much as you had the showdown the other day with the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, kind of a feeling of a winner take all type thing. Well, same thing maybe tomorrow afternoon with the Avalanche hosting Winnipeg. Currently, these two teams are tied for second place in the Western Conference, and whoever wins tomorrow gets a huge leg up on having home ice in what will be the likely first round matchup between the Avalanche and Winnipeg. So a playoff preview and a game to decide home ice for the series. And that's a big deal. We talk about the importance of home ice, home court, Avalanche versus Nuggets, who needs it more? I'd say the Avalanche need home ice more than the Nuggets do. The Avs are one of the best teams in hockey. They're the highest scoring home team in hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the home ice advantage, I think it's much better. I'm with you, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I think it's much more important for the Avs to have home ice than it is for the Nuggets to have home court.
The Avalanche, and they're the only team in the NHL with 30 home wins. So they have the best home record in the NHL.
Yeah, but how many home points do they have?
38-1. So that's 30, 60, 62.
What are the record?
No, excuse me, 61.
What's their record?
38-1.
At home?
38.
Oh, 38.
And not 38-1.
Oh, my gosh, 30, hockey.
38-1.
Well, you can't. You have to go.
Sounds like 38-1. 38-1.
That's what I thought. You said you go 38-1.
I never said 38-1. I said 38-1.
And you said 38-1.
Correct.
But it sounds like 38-1.
Correct.
As opposed to 38, comma,
one.
Or dot, dot, dot. What do they call that when you go dot, dot, dot?
Like bullet points.
Like ellipse or something like that. I love going dot, dot, dot when I'm writing stuff. I will throw some dot, dot, dots in there.
Normally it takes about an hour now to get to that point. On a Friday.
I don't even know what it means, but I love using dot, dot, dot. I feel like I'm really making a point.
Somebody knows what the dot, dot, dot is. I'm sure there's a specific term for that. Oh, somebody.
Yeah,
oh,
I know there's a term for it.
Jason Day in his hideous sweatshirt coming off his hideous pants yesterday just in the water.
I don't know what.
Who's dressing him?
I don't know. Jason Day looks a mess.
Like, his pants yesterday were, like, full-on 1998.
Oh, it was right. MC Hammer.
Those were 98 slacks.
Oh, I thought MC Hammer wore those, don't touch this. They were like parachute pants. I thought he was going to catch flight yesterday.
He did look like he was like set sail.
A big gust, and he was up in the air. It would have been like Mary Poppins.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It is a Is It Just Me Friday, giving you a chance to get those hot sports opinions off your chest. We'll get to the RamosLaw.com text line. And for those of you who are hoping the Broncos take Michael Penix, you have an ally. You have a believer. We'll tell you who it is and what he had to say about Michael Penix next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
On this, Is It Just Me Friday? Here's one for you. Is it just me or Patrick Sertan is just a pawn? Never won a championship with Champ Bailey. Never going to win anything with PS2. Trade him and a first to move up.
Ouch.
Would you be okay with including PS2 in a trade?
Sure.
To move up to get a quarterback?
Sure. I'd be in favor of trading anybody on the roster. There's nobody that's not tradable on this roster. You're rebuilding a program. And if you think, or if Sean Payton thinks he found the quarterback that's going to lead him into the future and help him win championships here, there's nobody on the roster that's untouchable. Obviously, Patrick Sertan's our best player. So if you can use that guy as a pawn, as the texter said, to get yourself in a position to rebuild your football team, of course. Of course.
Well, when it comes to quarterbacks that Sean Payton may or may not covet, Michael Penix's name. It's been an interesting journey with Michael mm-hmm. Penix out there mm-hmm. because throughout the season, going into the national championship game, Penix's stock was soaring. Then he had a rough game in the title game against Michigan. Mm-hmm. It dropped, and people started focusing on his injury history. Indiana, Washington, four seasons ending and season-ending surgeries, the mechanics, all that. But then, at the combine, he passed all his medicals, and then ran a sub 4.540, and all of a sudden his stock is rising again.
Yeah.
Well, he has a supporter in one Phil Sims.
Okay.
Former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl champion, longtime analyst, knows a little something about quarterbacks. Broncos country has never liked Phil Sims for whatever reason, but Sims liked Michael Penix.
Man, it was awesome. It was I loved all of it. And, yeah, he had a tough championship game. You know, Michigan was pretty good on defense. But, yeah, I saw him as a freshman at Indiana, and he came in the game. I forgot the quarterback's name that was there, Peyton somebody, and I liked him. And I said, oh, my God, they're bringing in Michael Penix. They're going to ruin their quarterback, you know, position here. And then he threw a few passes and he ran. I went, oh, I see why.
Sims on the Ross Tucker podcast had more to say about Penix as a thrower.
His throwing is unbelievable. One of the best just pure throwers that maybe I've ever seen. I mean, he can just make every throw. Played against Oregon in Washington. It's 30 mile an hour winds. And Brock Huard was doing the game. And Brock Huard's going, he was trying to explain, you just don't understand how good this throw was. It's 30 mile an hour winds here, and he's throwing it like there's nothing.
One more from Sims.
He played at Oregon State in a night game, pouring rain, and he is throwing missiles everywhere. And his receivers, because of all the rain, were dropping them. But, you know, so he's about as good a thrower as I've seen come into the NFL draft in a long time.
Which is not the opinion you've had of Penix throughout this entire process.
Well, my opinion was I didn't like the arm mechanics, and I didn't like the sidearm, three-quarter arm delivery. There's no question that he spins it. There ain't no question. But, obviously, my opinion was a lot of it was based on that Michigan game and how many balls got batted at. And then I just saw a bunch of balls in the middle of the football field, on the edges, he was really good. But when he was thrown in the middle of the football field, I saw some things that concerned me with his arm mechanics. Because here's one thing you're not going to change. You know, you might try to change him, but you're really not going to change him. When push comes to shove, you're going to drop back into what you've always done for your whole life. So in the middle of the football field where the professional game is played, it's not played on the edges like it is in college. In the middle of the football field where the professional game is played, I saw too many balls get batted. I saw too many throws that fell incomplete because of those mechanics. Now, there's no question the dude can spin it. He can flat out, he can throw the ball. But with the injuries and everything else, and like I said, with the arm mechanics, I didn't like the arm mechanics. That's all. And I don't think the defenses are going to get easier in the NFL than they were against Michigan.
Are you kind of hung up on the fact he's a lefty?
No, not really. The lefty thing is not as big as it once was. It just isn't, simply because you're playing so much more spread. Part of it, too, is how the college game functions. And, you know, this has been a big issue for me with all the guys from Caleb Williams on, is the college game is just different. I'll tell you else who's a big fan and a guy I respect a ton is Hugh Millen. And I've talked to Hugh Millen on several occasions here. Just, you know, we keep in touch, and he was he played quarterback here, but he played at Washington, and he's played, you know, he played in the NFL for a long time, and he was a high school coach for 20 some odd years. I really respect his opinion. He really does a lot of film work, and he loves him. He loves him. And he told me, he goes, listen, man, I understand the Michigan game was horrendous. He was awful in that game. And there's a couple of games that he wasn't great in. But, you know, we all have those games, every one of us. So Michael Penix has certainly moved up. But four season-ending injuries, that concerns me as well.
Good stuff there from Phil Sims, Michael Penix fans. I've already heard from a few of you who are liking what Phil Sims had to say after decades of not liking what Phil Sims had to say. I don't know what Phil Sims did to Broncos country, but Sims' name has always been mud with Bronco fans, it seems. Coming up next, Four Down Territory.